Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IMEON, Edgar Anderson. Edgar Anderson is a 50-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 6-7-20. Appeared he was restraining a patient with his arms around the patient as he lunged towards a window. Appeared this was in a behavioral health hospital. Appeared as a result, he believes, he twisted his body and believes he injured his left knee, right shoulder, and back. Appeared he was seen at Virtue Emergency Room the same day. Appeared he had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery for torn meniscus, and then left total knee arthroplasty. Appeared he also had a synovectomy in 2021. Appeared the petitioner admits that he sustained a torn anterior cruciate ligament on the left during basic training in August of 1991. Appeared in 1993, he had the ACL replaced, after which he had no issues. Appeared he denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Appeared, new paragraph. As per the records provided, Mr. Anderson was seen at the emergency room and underwent x-rays of the knee that showed no acute bony abnormalities. Period. He declined Tylenol and Motrin that was offered. But he was placed in a knee immobilizer and advised to follow up with orthopedics. Period. More specifically, there was also a prior anterior cruciate ligament repair, comma, multi-compartment osteoarthritis, comma, large joint effusion, comma, and soft tissue calcification adjacent to the medial epicondyle or distal femur, suggestive of a prior MCL injury. Period. Mid paragraph, he was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, on 6-9-20. Period. He noted the petitioner was taking testosterone as well as Novolog insulin. Appeared surgical history is remarkable for left knee surgery in 1992 and surgery for a trans-spanoil adenoma in 2000. Period. He underwent, he reviewed the x-rays that showed decreased joint space of the medial compartment, comma, tunnels associated with ACL reconstruction, comma, periarticular osteophytes in the medial and lateral compartment, comma, as well as chondrocalcinosis. Period. He referred Mr. Anderson for an MRI of the knee. Period. This MRI was done on 6-13. 20, whose results will be inserted here. Period. These were then reviewed with him by Dr. Nguyen on 6-23-20. Period. It was recommended he undergo arthroscopy. Period. On 7-9-20. He performed left knee arthroscopy with partial medial and lateral meniscectomy. Here the postoperative diagnosis was medial and lateral meniscal tear with chondromalacia of the medial femoral condyle. Period. He followed up with Dr. Nguyen postoperatively with improvement. Period. He did participate in physical therapy. Period. When seen on 9-8-20, he states he continued to improve but is still not confident in the knee. Period. Orthovisc had not been approved. Period. He had a prepatellar effusion and difficulty with range of motion on the visit of 9/22/20. Period. An orthovisc injection was then administered. Period. On 10/20/20, he related having more good days than bad days for the left knee, but still had pain with long-distance ambulation. Pretty also had a difficult time with full extension of the knee. Period. On 11/10/20, Dr. Nguyen opined his underlying symptoms are now due to his knee arthritis, which was present prior to the injury, but was more than likely exacerbated as a result. Period. When he underwent the 6/13/20 MRI, whose report should already be inserted, there was a history of left lateral knee pain for 1 week, comma trauma 1 week ago, comma and ACL graft repair in 1993. Period. New paragraph, he was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Sapega on 1/11/21. Period. His diagnosis was unrelenting traumatic exacerbation / aggravation of pre-existing degenerative joint disease. Paired the degenerative arthropathy was a latent condition caused by the original injury and surgery back in the 1990s, but reportedly lay completely quiescent up until the time of a 6/7/20 work injury. Paired essentially, this was a time bomb in his knee, and the work injury appeared to set it off. Paired. He noted the interim course of treatment. Paired, they discussed possible treatment options, including total joint replacement surgery. Period. Further arthroscopy would also be considered. Period. On 3/26/21, Dr. Cedar performed arthrocentesis of the left knee for chronic synovitis. Paired on 5/13/21, he administered an injection of Zilretta, Z-I-L-R-E-T-T-A. Paired on 6/18/20, an hyaline injection was given. Paired. He had a series of these running through the third injection on 7/1/21. Period. A fourth hyaline injection was given on 7/8/21. And a fifth injection on 7/15/21. Period. Another Zilretta injection was given on 8/6/21, as well as 10/29/21. Period. He had another knee aspiration and Zilretta injection on 1/21/22 for persistent joint effusion. Period. Zilretta injection was also given on 1/21/22. Period. New paragraph. On 5/5/21, Dr. Sapega performed surgery on the left knee to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Cedar, who's Dr. Sapega's associate, on 2/13/22, he prescribed dexamethasone for physical therapy. Period. His progress was monitored by Dr. Cedar and Dr. Sapega through through 8/22/22. Appeared Dr. Cedar, wrote he was doing very well overall. Appeared he had a trace effusion and lacks approximately 1 to 2 degrees of full extension. Appeared he had full flexion comfortably to nearly 130 degrees. Appeared his knee was stable in all four planes. Appeared he was going to continue therapy for the next 6 weeks. Period. He may go to a local gym performing upper body activities, but was out of work at this time. Period. He did undergo preoperative x-rays and MRI of the left knee on 4/29/22, both to be inserted here. Period. He also had standing x-rays of both knees the same day to be inserted. Period. CAT scan of the left knee was done on 5/19/22. This showed postoperative changes related to ACL reconstruction. There was osteoarthritic change in the left knee along with a joint effusion. Period. On 7/7/22, Dr. Cedar performed left total knee replacement for the postoperative diagnosis of post-traumatic arthritis and degenerative arthritis. He also performed removal of hardware at the tibia by way of one interference screw. Period. Additional x-rays were performed over the next many months. Period. A pain management consultation was done by Dr. Kwan on 11/4/22. Period. He thought the knee pain might improve with genicular nerve blocks, but was uncertain that Botox would provide him greater extension of the knee. Period. He did have swelling of the knee. Period. While the patient did not meet criteria for the diagnosis of CRPS, there have been several occasions where paravertebral lumbar sympathetic block has reduced the swelling and reduced the temperature of the knee. If he fails to improve with the genicular nerve block, he would consider performing the sympathetic block. Period. Mr. Anderson did undergo an injection superior medial, superior lateral, and inferior medial genicular nerve blocks. Period. He saw Dr. Kwan through 1/6/23. Period. He had not noticed significant difference in terms of knee pain or lower back pain, but the injection did not make him feel worse. Period. He had a very good response to the genicular nerve blocks. Period. He did not see any further intervention on his part necessary and was discharged from his care back to Dr. Cedar. Period. Dr. Cedar did see him again, running through 4/10/23. Period. Exam showed no effusion or warmth and had full active and passive range of motion. Period. He was looking for a new place of employment. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. The left leg was 1/2 inch shorter than the right as measured at the medial malleoli. Period. There was healed open surgical scarring about the left knee and longitudinal orientation, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. His left knee circumference was slightly smaller than the right, that he attributed to the patella location. Paired motion of the left knee was from 5 to 130 degrees of flexion without crepitus or tenderness. Paired motion of the right knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Paired the rest of that is normal. Knee maneuvers normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed position slowly and was able to squat to 65 degrees and rise. Paired he had tenderness palpation about the right sacroiliac joint, but there was none on the left. The rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 6-7-20, Edgar Anderson was injured at work while restraining a patient in the behavioral unit. Pretty seen that same day at the emergency room where left knee x-rays were performed and he was immobilized. Pretty followed up orthopedically with Dr. Nguyen over the next few months. Paired he had an MRI of the left knee on 6-13-20. To be inserted here. Paired he had plain x-rays of both knees running through 8-22-22. Paired on 7-9-20 he submitted to surgery on the knee to be inserted here. Paired new paragraph. He camered to the orthopedic care of Dr. Sapega and Dr. Cedar. Paired a variety of injections including Xarelto and Hyalgan were performed, but he remained symptomatic. Paired a second open surgery was then performed to be inserted here. Paired he followed up postoperatively but remained somewhat symptomatic. Paired pain management consultation was done by Dr. Kwan. Paired the petitioner responded favorably to genicular nerve blocks. Paired new paragraph, the current exam. Found he had a physiologic gait with no limp or antalgia. Appeared there was minimal decreased range of motion about the left knee, only in the end point of extension. Appeared provocative maneuvers at the knee were negative. Appeared he was able to squat to 65 degrees. Appeared he did not have a limp, foot drop, or antalgia. Appeared new paragraph, this case represents 15%. Permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Paired one should recall that he had a remote history of prior knee injury and anterior cruciate ligament injury treated surgically. Paired these clearly left him with certain anatomic abnormalities. Paired the diagnostic studies done after the event of 6-7-20 also showed pre-existing degenerative abnormalities. Paired, I would apportion 10% of this rating to his pre-existing condition and the remaining 5% to the event of 6-7-20. Period. End.